As we mentioned, face-to-face peace talks between the Israelis and Palestinians begin Thursday at the State Department. Joining us now to provide on-the-ground perspectives from Israel and the West Bank are two young community organizers. Danny Shaket is a student leader at Tel Aviv University, where he is studying economics. Also with us is Ahmed Omir, who is the acting executive director of Young Entrepreneurs Palestine. Both gentlemen are leaders in the group One Voice, an international grassroots organization of Israeli and Palestinian moderates working to resolve conflict in the region. Danny and Ahmed, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having us.
Hello, Tony.
Let me begin with this question before we get into the specifics. Was either of you surprised at this latest development, this newest round of peace talks, that it actually is occurring? Danny, were you?
At this time, I guess we've been waiting for it for a long time. We should say eventually they've succeeded.
Ahmed, were you surprised?
Yeah, actually, it's quite surprising, especially from the Palestinian point of view, you know, because at a certain point, the Palestinians were, let's say, putting their expectations high a little bit, and then eventually it happened, and now there are the peace talks. So, yeah, it is quite surprising.
Let me follow that up with this. What are you hearing on the ground from people on your campus, and what do they expect to come from these talks?
Well, Israelis are quite indifferent towards it because we've been through a lot in the past 20, almost 30 years of negotiations and talks, so people are not seeing it as a different thing than anything else before, basically.
Ahmed, what are you hearing?
Well, what you hear in the Palestinian community is basically that people have a lot of superstition and quite skeptical because they, up to the moment, they don't see any supportings of something that can get out of this as a consistent solution, especially with the experience of the last 20 years of negotiations. But the thing is that people are fed up with the situation that is going on. So people are looking forward for these negotiations to actually come up with something that is different and that can bring sustainable solution on the ground for both sides.
That brings to mind an interesting question I'd like to put to the both of you. And it's about the three leaders involved in this peace effort, President Obama, Benjamin Netanyahu, and Mahmoud Abbas. Are these the three right men at the right time to make some real movement with regard to peace in the Middle East?
This is Danny. For example, I can bring with the Egyptian peace agreement that nobody expected Begin to bring peace or to bring an agreement at all because he was very, very right-wing and militant at the beginning. But eventually he was practical. And I believe Netanyahu, if everything comes up to it and everything builds, then he'll be able also. And obviously, Mahmoud Abbas and Obama were serious leaders. They're all together. I think we always need to be optimistic.
Ahmed, what do you say?
I think that the three leaders have the potential to actually put it off, you know, and actually bring on a solution that is, again, sustainable and come out with the positive results out of these negotiations. And even though, like, most of the people in the community in both sides, the Israeli side and the Palestinian side, might think at some point that, okay, this is not really what we hoped for, but we can see from both sides that these leaders have actually proven at some point that they are partners for peace. So I think eventually that'll happen.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's refused to freeze the building of new settlements, a key demand of the Palestinians. Do either of you think, or do the people that you are associated with on your various campuses, do they have faith that there can be some movement in that particularly thorny subject?
This is only one subject in the negotiation, Tony. I don't think this should stop the attempts for negotiation. Eventually, if there will be a need to evacuate the people from the settlements with some compensation to them, for example, then it will happen. And if it's Netanyahu who will need to do it, never mind. But even if they build, eventually, this is from my own perspective, if they evacuate it, it will happen either way, if they freeze the settlements or not.
Do you think or do you not think that the settlement issue is the key issue in the talks?
It's an issue. There are a lot of other issues that are on the table.
Is there another issue that is as important as the issue of the settlements? And if so, what is it?
For example, refugees is an issue. Jerusalem is an issue. the border itself is an issue. It's all issue.
Ahmed, same question to you. Is the issue of the settlements the key issue in the negotiations right now?
At this point, the Palestinians are asking for freezing the settlements and not actually evacuating any of the settlements for the time being, because evacuating the settlements or even like the kind of land swap with some parts of the settlements is not a thing that has to be predetermined, but it's an issue that has to be negotiated for within the negotiations. But it's not the only issue, just like Danny said. So there are other issues that needs to be taken care of, like the refugees, the Jerusalem and the holy sites, borders, natural resources and water, and among other things, which like borders and recognition from both sides.
Danny, I want to follow up with you with this, because you were an officer in the Israeli Defense Forces. How did that experience move you towards working to end the conflict?
I don't think that really the military changed my perspective. I was already, let's say, a left winger. I remember very well, very vividly, the day Rabin was assassinated. I was 10 years old. But it didn't really change. But after that, after I put down my uniform, I was able to be more active.
Ahmed, what brought you to this point?
Well, it's kind of a story, let's say, how I got involved in the One Voice movement. The first time I encountered One Voice was in Davos Economic Forum, when the Palestinian leaders and the Israeli leaders as well sent messages to the Economic Forum, and they talked about their dreams and how they think that they can actually answer the Palestinian and Israeli inspirations through the One Voice movement. And I was thinking to myself, like, okay, this is something new. This is really important. And actually, the kind of things that they talk about are things that are practical, pragmatic, and can be achieved, and it makes sense. And this is the kind of, I'm this kind of person, you know, I'm pragmatic, I'm very practical, and that's why I found myself eventually like being one of the leaders of One Voice movement.
Put yourselves, both of you, in the shoes of the negotiator representing Israel and the Palestinian territories. Danny, if you were one of the negotiators, what would you ask of the other side? What do you want in terms of a concession?
As a concession, if I were a Palestinian, I wouldn't be able to put myself right now, because I think there is enough complexity in the situation with inside the Israeli population itself. But there are enough problems with the Israelis before I put myself in their shoes.
Ahmed, what about you? Do you see a concession that you would ask for if you were negotiating?
Well, that's a hard question. I mean, at some point, it's hard to put yourself in a, let's say, higher level of responsibility and think at one moment, you know, that, okay, now I'm a negotiator and what am I going to ask the other side? Because being a negotiator is not only about thinking what you want from the other side, but also what you have to give to the other side in order to give a concession at one moment, you know. So I would say that at least the thing is about recognition again. So if we recognize each other at this point, and this is the kind of concession that actually I would be looking for, as partners for peace, I think that will be the greatest thing that I can ask for.
Here's my final question. I know that you are both working toward peace and are hopeful that peace will be achieved. The question is, do you think that peace will be achieved in our lifetime?
First of all, peace is a word already that is empty from substance. What we are looking for is an agreement. Agreement that what is concerned mostly for Israelis is their security. Because Samaria and Judea, the West Bank, are on mountains, so we'll be able to, and this is something I hear a lot from my friends and family, that we'll be able to maintain our security when they hold the highlands, that we won't have, for example, what happened after we left the Gaza Strip, and we still got rockets. Even though it's not the same situation, still this is the fear of a lot of Israelis, and this is what they are most concerned about, which is security, security, security.
Ahmed.
Well, if you talk about peace again, peace is something that actually happens, just like Danny said, after the agreement. And it's a state where both people can live in prosperity and security and have their nationalistic inspiration answered. But if you ask me, I would say that we are determined and we are looking forward to this. We are willing to do whatever we need to do to actually achieve this agreement very soon.
Ahmed Omer is the acting executive director of Young Entrepreneurs Palestine. He joined us from Ramallah. Danny Shaket is a student at Tel Aviv University. He joined us from Jerusalem. Both gentlemen are leaders in the group One Voice, an international grassroots organization of Israeli and Palestinian moderates working to resolve conflict in the region. Danny, Ahmed, thank you both very much.
Thank you for having us.